said we give thanks to God because of this beautiful time, day that the Lord has given us. For sure, we celebrate and rejoice in the gift given of the day. Everything that is of the Lord is good. Nothing bad from the Lord. Even if it sounds pain in our body, but because it comes from God, it's good. Because it sounds pain in our bodies, it's just to discipline us. So, what the only thing that was being given is just to give thanks all the way to God. So we are to give thanks in all things. Even Apostle Paul speaks this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, that give thanks to God in all things. Think about Christ Jesus when he was nigh to be crucified. Think about Jesus Christ when he was nigh to be crucified. There was much pain, crying, whatever, but it pleased God to bruise him. The more he was receiving pain, the more it pleased God. The more he was feeling pain, the more it was pleasing God. The more it was pleasing God, the more the elected sinners were sent. And the sinners were completely saved by this glass. Soon after this, after the salvation has been given, they have been given one thing to do. It's only to sing songs of glory unto our Lord Jesus Christ. And we sing, praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, amen. It's only the thing that has been given. Because it pleased God. It pleased God to save the elected sinners. It pleased God to make others to be unsaved. It pleased God to harden other hearts of the people so that they shouldn't believe this gospel. So that they should not believe this gospel. But the more these people are hardened in their hearts, the more they are not believing this gospel, the same time they elected are aggressed by this place. And they are seeing the beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ. God made it to be in this way so that glory and honor should always be to him alone. There is no any other place that man has been given in glorification. We have just been given the gift to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. So we sing songs of joy, songs of praise, all the way reading scriptures, preaching the gospel. In all these things, Christ must be exalted. No any other person worthy to be praised. That time when we were preaching from the book of Romans, we were on verse 28 to 30 of Romans chapter 11. Whereby concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. But concerning the election, they are beloved for the sake of the fathers.
Verse 28, Roma chapter 11. Koma sautenga wabwino, alingati adani, chifukwa chahini. Koma kunena sachisangidwe, ali okondegwa chifukwa chamakolo.
29. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable.
Verse 29. Pakuti mpatso zake, jikuitana kwache kwa Mulungu, sisirapika.
We have been in this book, this verse, the irrevocable of the gift of God. This salvation that has been given to the elect as fully given without compromise. If you are one of them, just give thanks because of this. Because we are serving this marvelous God who is having irrevocable calling gift upon these people. For example, Numbers chapter 23, verse 19 says, Numbers 23, verse 19 says, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good?
Verse 19 in Numeri chapter 23. Akuti Mulungu, sindiye muntu kuti anganame. Kapena mwana wa muntu kuti areke. Kodi anena wasachita.
So number one said, God is not a man that is lying. Which means he's saying that a man always lies. Which means there is nothing good in a man. If a man speaks, he always speaks lies. So the attributes and characters of God are more different with what man is having. Another thing is that never depend upon a man, because a man is a liar. But God is sovereign in whatever He's doing. He blesses those He wishes to bless. He takes care of those he wishes to care of. He serves those he wishes to serve. He has got a will. The will that is very different with man's will. And he wishes those only from his main wish. He wishes those he wants to wish. And this wish comes from himself. When God is speaking to a person, he fully speaks. And the voice, the word that God is speaking is more comfort to a man. So it's more different than a man. Number two, he says, he's not son of man that he should repent. Which means whatever he's speaking is very concrete. Thank God that he speaks to the erected sinners and are comforted with the saints. The first point that here we have read is that God is not a man. Even his church is mandated, or it's God himself who has designed and meant to be in that way. Fuller here shows that in the church is not based upon a man, because a man is full of lies. His calling and gifts are irrevocable.
Verse 30.
For as you were, that is Romans chapter 11. For as you were once disobedient to God, yet you have now obtained the mercy through their disobedience.
Verse 30, Romans chapter 11. Pakuti monga inu sokale simuna mpera murungu. Koma sopano mwalandira chifundo mwakusambera kwao.
Here is a full assurance that that is on verse 30, that you were once disobedient to God.
Pa verse number 30 anena kuti inunso koyamba simunamvera Mulungu.
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 2 says,
Ephesians chapter 2 verse number 2 Bible inena kuti,
in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience.
Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2. At this menemunayenda mogare monga mama endebe at sikola fansi rino. Monga mwa mkulu wakula muliro wamlenga lenga wamzimu wakuchita sopano mwa ana akusambera.
Here God is pointing what is in the man.
Mulungu akuonetsera chimene chiri mwa munthu.
Is pointing what was in the man.
Mulungu akuonetsa chimene munthu ali.
He's pointing the characters and attributes of a man. And
he's
saying, you once were written that only it's because of the grace of God that you have been changed.
Maibonile kuti monga munaenda kumashitiro anu akare, koma tsopano chisomo chikukhazikani muchimene muli lero.
It's like he's pointing that never boast yourself because you was like what others are as of now.
Maibonile kuti palibe chotsitamandira choti mungadzikweze chifukwa mudali inu achabe chabe monga simesi munali monga mmene muli lero mbuya. Chisomo chinakusinthani.
He's pointing to them that if there is a difference new in you, it's because somebody has just freely given to you, not because you did something
wrong.
He's trying to abase them, to humble them, so that they surrender. To humble themselves all the way before the Lord, never boasting. Again, humbling himself or humbleness, it's a gift from God. Much of the people failed to humble themselves. Maybe because of something that they did and others were come to eat, they tried to boast themselves. Let us know that in a man there is no humbleness. It's God who helps us to humble ourselves. If God will never be at our side, we can't humble ourselves. Because the sinfulness that is in a man helps a man not to humble. And he helps him elsewhere to boast himself above others. But when this grace has been revealed, meaning this Christ revealed to us, it's when we see the beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's when Christ helps us understand whom we are before
Him.
So it's when we learn how to humble, how to worship, how to exalt, and how to magnify the Lord Jesus Christ. If the spirit of unhumbleness is in a man, unhumbleness is in a man. Yes. If the spirit of unhumbleness is in a man, you took yourself and put yourself on the place where God is. You became God of yourself. You start speaking I in all things. Even in the fellow brothers, you call them your sons. You always boast among them. And you always wish whatever you think to be accepted by the churches. And you don't want anybody to share his mind because you are a God of yourself. So you started worshiping the idols. You became the God of yourself, that is idolatry worship.
Umayambayo kala mungu pawe ka opembezeka ngati fana.
Even you can start your congregation and name it your name and think that it's better than you are a God of yourself. This is idolatry worship. This is boasting. This is because you don't have a spirit of humbleness given upon
you.
This is because there is no gift given upon you that makes one to abase. But thank God, if the word, the gospel is revealed to us, number one, he opens our eyes and sees emptiness in us. When you see the emptiness in yourself, you feel sickness. You feel wretchedness. You feel lost. And you feel you are a man need somebody to help. And that hunger that is in your soul filled is that makes you to be drawn to God. First point, it's God Himself that gives you the hunger for Himself. You can't hunger yourself for the
words.
But God gives you with the hunger. And when the hunger has been given, then God come by your way and call you. The same God came by your way and called you. And it's the same God that draws you to Himself. After being drawn, He also washed you with His blood. He purifies you. He cleanses you. He sanctifies you. After being sanctified, He even gives you a seat so that you sit there. The sign of those that has been given a seat, they are clothed by God. God clothed them with the clothes.
Yes.
After being clothed, this is after being washed. He gave you a seat to sit down. And He started teaching you. He transforms you. He changes your mind. He changes your attitude. He changes you completely. After being changed, He gives you the heart of bowing all the way to God. After having this heart, when you start seeing others above you, you started seeing other people to be above you.
Umayamba kuona zangu kalaba mamba iwe kutulipansi.
And you started honoring each and every person. And you never think that you are better than. Because there is no betterment in yourself. But when each priest, God will give Christ in you. This way you see that you were lost, but called and taken and washed by the blood of God, that is the blood of Christ Jesus, had been given a seat to sit down. There you rest in the Lord. So you sing a song. That is found in a man is but cruelty.
ngakhale chifundo chimene chimapezeka mwa munthu ayi tezopanda pake
is just a cruelty, cruel.
Ni mabota okaoka zonama zokazoka.
Haza.
Ndithu.
He is very cruel in all things.
Zokazoka.
But the mess of God.
So much chifundo chamuru.
I'm even referring to classify it or to translate it, even to let one understand it.
Chifundo cha Mungu nchole tena kuchifunyura ni kuchifundo kosa nchosa neleka.
When the Lord can help you see His mess,
ndipo Mungu akakuthandiza kuti kula maso kuone chifundo chake,
and see how the mess has worked on you.
Ndipo ndikuona chifundo cho chimene chikuchidi kwa iweyo.
You can just be crying for us.
Ndipo how is all say utakala ukungodzilira weka.
You can never even manage to stand before the people.
Ndipo sungatenso kuima ngakhale pakati pa wanthu.
Because all the evil things, shameful things will be allowed you, so you hide yourself.
Ndipo zinthu zoyipa ndi zamanyazi zimene zakuzungulira zimakupangitsa iweyo kudzikweza weka.
But when it pleased God to reveal His mess, the mess veiled
me.
And it
veiled me.
And when it has veiled
me,
all my shamefulness has been eaten by this mess. I started standing before the Lord all over. Think about two people that went to worship the Lord, the Pharisee and the tax collector. The Pharisee and a tax collector. The Pharisee tries to boast himself and he tries to see something good that him does before the Lord. This is the personal religion. But we see this tax collector. He even fails to see upwards. Because he saw all the shamefulness that he has been doing. All the evil were around him. And he says that he is nothing good at all. He just saw him a lost sinner, needs somebody to do the work of saving. So he saw himself as a person without mercy and favor of God. He just prayed to God. He prayed, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. So when the mercy of God came upon this tax collector, it just veiled him. And it veiled him. And he was inside the mess of God. So when the mess of God has veiled him, he was given a new song to sing. Take me as I am.
Verse number 31.
Even so, these also have now been disobedient. But through the mercy shown you, they also may obtain mercy.
Romans chapter 11, verse 1. Kwata roso iwo sana ndera, sopano kuti iwonso akalandire chifundo, chifukwa cha chifundo cha kwa inu.
So here is speaking about the mercy to be obtained.
Apapa akulankula za chifundo chimene
that they should receive mercy to be obtained.
Chifundo chimene chapatsidwa pa iwo.
So here fully you can see that if they said obtain mercy, it means mercy is a gift.
Pamene akulankula za chifundo chochita kupatsidwa, sikusonyeza kuti chifundo ndi mphatso imene imapatsidwa.
As salvation is a gift, mercy is a gift.
Monga mmene chipulumutso chili mphatso yaulere, komanso chifundo chilinso mphatso.
It's only given to those he wishes to give them mercy. For them it's just to obtain this mercy.
Verse number 32.
For God has committed them all to the disobedience, that he may have mercy on the all.
Verse 32. Pakuti Mulungu anatsekera pamodzi onse mkusamvera kuti akachitire onse chifundo.
So this is the last verse that we have today.
Limene lili ndilo verse lomaliza mtsiku la lero.
It is concluded by saying God has committed them all to disobedience that he might have mercy on all.
Yes, mu verse 32 akuti Mulungu anatsekera pamodzi onse mkusamvera kuti akachitire onse chifundo.
Who are these all?
Kodi akunena ndani pamene akuti onse?
Number one, it is speaking about the Israelites, all Israelites.
Chinthu choyamba akunena Aisraeli onse.
Number two, it speaks about all Gentiles.
Chachiwiri akunena tonse amitundu.
All Gentiles sinned against God. All Israel sinned against God. Gentiles plus Israel disobeyed God.
We
all disobeyed God. Nothing good in all these people. But thank God because of Christ Jesus, who came and died for all these groups of people. When I say all these groups of people, I mean the all of the events. All the erected cedars that are above the Gentiles and the Israelites receive this mess. This mess is coming upon a man. Not because a man does good before the Lord. Because a man is not a good person. In a man there is nothing good that you can hold on. We are sinners all the way. And we sin against God. That's why Bible says, all have sinned and come short from the glory of God. We just come short from the glory of God. Found short from the glory of God. Found short of the glory of God. We found short of the glory of God. But thank God through Jesus Christ. Because he came because of my sinfulness. He never mind how awkward and how sinful and how dirty am I. He came by my way and cleansed me and transformed me and sanctified me and cleansed me and picked me by his shoulders and put me in his fold so that I should rest in the Lord. So I rest in the Lord. All things vanish away. All things are nothing. Christ is more in me. He must increase. He must increase. I must decrease. I always must decrease. He must always be increased. The more he is increased, the more I decrease. So I sing one song. The amazing grace, how sweet the sound. That saved a wretched sinner blind such as am I.